Lounge.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is? More than an hour of power. Let's get it, y'all. I'm just being ordinary. By the time y'all get with it, let's go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Let's
get it, yo.
I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary.
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yo.
You think elders just extra. You think I do the most. You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary.
Think I'm being extra. That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with it,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never work, that's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear. Don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen. Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. We want to welcome everybody. We want to thank everybody for choosing the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, First Lady is in the room. Bless the name of the Lord. And we are about to have a Holy Ghost good time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to make it to tonight, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for whatever destiny you have on our life, Lord. For you said in your words that you know the thoughts that you have for us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for those good thoughts that you have towards us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, tonight that your word is true, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Hallelujah. What God has in store for those who love them. Lord, have mercy. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We love you on tonight. We just want to lift your name up holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. We want to magnify you. We want to love on you on tonight, Lord. We want you to know we appreciate you for everything that you do. Hallelujah. We want to praise you on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to rebuke the work of the enemy. Any work that's trying to prevent those from getting on the line. Any work that's trying to prevent those from hearing your word on tonight, Lord. We rebuke it, we bind it, and we cast it away right now in your son Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name, hallelujah, of the Lord on tonight. Once again, we just want to thank God. Hallelujah for his mercy. We want to thank God. Hallelujah for his grace. We just want to thank God. Hallelujah that he is the God that he is. Glory to God. He's a loving God. Hallelujah. He's a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a giving God. Hallelujah. And we just praise him for that. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God, amen, for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. This is more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we about to get it in on the word. Hallelujah on tonight. I hope you're ready for it. Before we go any further, I want to open up the line real quick. If anybody has any testimonies, any prayer requests at this time, praise God. The phone line is open. Hallelujah. If anyone has any testimonies, any prayer requests before we proceed any further, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we will open up the line, praise God, a little bit later. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For testimonies and prayer requests. Amen. Right now. Hallelujah, amen. Let's just dive into the word of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles or your electronic devices nearby, could you go to the Luke chapter 15? Glory to God. Luke, praise God, chapter 15. I like going to Luke, praise God, amen, because a lot of people don't know Luke. Amen, wasn't one of the original 12. Praise God. Luke came along during the Paul era. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everything he wrote in his book was things that he researched. See, Luke was a physician. Hallelujah. He was a doctor. He was a man of science who was converted over to Christianity. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. So we know people of science. They like to research and get their facts together. Hallelujah, amen. Before they join a particular thing or before they believe anything, they want to get their facts. Hallelujah, and that's why I like Luke, amen, because Luke, not being there, hallelujah, amen, didn't take their word for it. He went back, amen, and did his research. Praise God, he got his facts together. Hallelujah. So everything, amen, that is written in the book of Luke, amen, are things that Luke could prove. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. Everything written in the book of Luke are things that Luke could prove actually occurred. Hallelujah. Before he wrote it down, he made sure, hallelujah, that he himself believed that this actually happened. Glory to God, hallelujah. So when we go to Luke, amen, hallelujah, chapter 15, praise God. I'm going to start at the first verse, then I'm going to skip down. Amen. The first verse says, then men drew unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. In other words, praise God. Well, let me lay the background, what's going on. Jesus has been preaching. Praise God. He ain't been standing there. He's been preaching hallelujah for a little minute now. If you got the red letter edition of the Bible, praise God, you can go back. Amen. Just flip back a couple of pages. You're going to see a lot of red. He's been preaching for a little minute now. Glory to God. And as he's preaching, a crowd is drawing near. And the people that are drawing near are publicans and sinners. Hallelujah. Publicans, politicians. Praise God. Hallelujah. People that are involved in government things that go on in the government, praise God. Hallelujah. It might be governors, might be senators, might be congressmen, whatever we call them today. Hallelujah. Amen. Might be something small. Hallelujah. Amen. Like an alderman. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But these people, hallelujah, amen, then there's some sinners out there. Now, sinners is a broad word. Hallelujah. And a sinner, when we look at the definition of sinner, it's one who practices sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. One who practices sin. Amen. In other words, when you practice something, you do it over and over and over and over until you get it right. Glory to God. That's why some of us can lie so good today. Hallelujah. Because we were practicing lying for so long. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We were practicing lying for so long, we got good at it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us a little older, we go back and we tell stories about when we were younger and how good we were at what we used to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My boyfriend never even found out. My girlfriend, she never even knew. Boy, your mama never even knew I had a chick on the side. Boy, you don't know what I used to do back in my younger days. Glory to God. We brag on how good we were at stuff we used to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But a sin is a sin. And all he's saying is people who practice sin, this is a regular way of life. We ain't trying not to do nothing. Glory to God. See, when we save like we are, we trying not to do certain things. Hallelujah. We trying. We practicing. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. We practicing being righteous. Glory to God. And we doing it over and over again until we get it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So these sinners gather. So let's let's not turn our nose up at these sinners. Glory to God, because I may not have done what you did. Hallelujah. And what you did may not have been as bad as what she did in our eyes. Glory to God. And what she did wasn't worse than what he did in our eyes. And what she did didn't get us sent to jail, but it almost did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But in God's eyes, all sin is the same. So a group of sinners, a group of us before we got saved. Glory to God. Well, we was probably in this group. Hallelujah, amen, out there partying, doing what we want to do, and then we run, hallelujah, into God. We run into the man of God. We run into the Son of Man out there preaching the word, and we just happen to get an earful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See, this is important to know who's out there. Praise God. Who is Jesus talking to right now? Hallelujah. Because when you know who he's talking to, then you know who this word is for. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But then watch this. Then he said, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured. So they were there too. The church folks. Hallelujah. The Pharisees and the scribes, you know, the bishops and the deacons and the pastors. Glory to God. The apostles, they was all there. Hallelujah, amen. And they sitting there murmuring. Hallelujah. You know how we do. Praise God. We gonna act like we don't do it. Hallelujah. But we know how we do when we see that person that we go to church with hanging out with that other person. What the other Prevost doing over there with? Every time I see them, glory to God, they got a drink in their hand. Every time I see them, they smoking some weed or a cigarette. Every time I see them, hallelujah, their pants hanging underneath their behind, glory to God, hallelujah. Every time I see her, hallelujah, all her cleavage flowing, hallelujah, amen, ain't nothing to the surprise, glory to God. Why, hallelujah, is Elder and First Lady over there with them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's when he said, they said this, they murmured. They said it under their breath. They said it to themselves. You know, we don't never got the guts. We so saved, sanctified, God on our side. I ain't scared of nothing. I'm standing on the word. Hallelujah. Well, speak up. Say it to my face. Don't say it behind my back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You talk about it in your living room. You're texting. Amen. Praise God. Say it to the man's face. Say it to our face. Glory to God. We some hard Christians. Amen. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord Christians. Hallelujah. Amen. As long as we fighting demons that we can't see. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know where you're going, Lord, but he said keep going as long. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As we ain't got to say it to their face. We quick to talk behind their back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you're trying to be like Jesus, you should expect this. This should not be a surprise. Hallelujah. When you hear rumors, glory to God. This should not be a surprise if they make a YouTube video about you. Glory to God. This should not be a surprise when the comments under your videos ain't all good. Hallelujah. Praise God. It should not be a surprise when you get to that level, they try to counsel you. Hallelujah. Somebody better catch this word tonight. Glory to God. And he spoke a parable unto them. Now, I'm not, the Lord told me to skip this parable. I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me. He told me to skip down, praise God. Hallelujah, to verse 11. Praise God. If you want to go and examine that other parable, go right ahead, praise God. But hallelujah, they go right together, the Lord says. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And now I want you to stay with me because I want you to understand, hallelujah, amen, who Jesus is talking to. He's talking to everybody in this crowd. He's talking to the preachers, the ministers, the deacons, hallelujah, amen, the congregation. He's talking to the drug dealers. He's talking to the prostitutes. He's talking to the pimps. He's talking about people that just don't go to church. Praise God, just don't, amen, try to do right. Hallelujah, amen. He's talking to everybody in this text. Praise God. And he addresses each person individually. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I do got to tell you, in the first parable he addressed, y'all know it, the 100 sheep. You got 100, one run out. You leave the 99 and go get the one, the lost sheep. Remember, Jesus said he came for the lost sheep. Praise God. Hallelujah. People who are supposed to be on God's side. Hallelujah. But somehow, through the course of life, hallelujah, through the experiences that they had, through the environment that they were raised in, hallelujah, for whatever reason, they are on the wrong course. And Jesus said, I'm sitting here to put you on the right course. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this. And he said, verse 11, drop down to verse 11, a certain man had two sons. Hallelujah. A certain man had two sons. Hallelujah. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Praise God. In other words, I'm not trying to wait for you to die to get what's coming to me. Glory to God. I'm of age. Hallelujah. Amen. And by law, amen, I want what's mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, amen, and he divided unto them his living. Hallelujah. Verse 13, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to understand what's going on. Praise God. He's gotten his portion. He's got his money. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he done went off. He done ran away from home. Hallelujah. I don't need you no more. A lot of us, hallelujah, this is Jesus speaking a parable to us that was raised in the church. Hallelujah. Some of us was raised in the church and somehow still ended up slanging dope in the streets. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us was raised in the church but still somehow ended up, hallelujah, swinging on that pole. Some of us was raised in the streets, glory to God, hallelujah, but ended up somehow still walking those blocks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us was raised in the streets but still somehow. Hallelujah. Amen. We ended up on the wrong side of the tracks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. So this is what this boy did. Hallelujah. He took his stuff and he went off. Hallelujah. He ran out, praise God, and got into the world. Praise God. And when he got into the world, the Bible says he wasted his substance. He wasted everything he had. Hallelujah. With riotous living. Hallelujah. You know, they talking about the riots. Amen. Y'all, some of us remember the Watts riots. Amen. We remember the L.A. riots. It was a riot a few years ago. Praise God. When it's riots, amen, it's wild. So this boy was out there living wild. He didn't got what he wanted from his daddy. Hallelujah. And he out there in the streets living wild. How many of you were raised right, but somehow you still ended up living wild. And you wasted everything that you got. We ain't talking about money, glory to God. We're talking about the teachings, hallelujah, that your father gave you. What did your mama teach you? What did great-great-grandmother teach you? What substance did they put in you? Hallelujah. What did they teach you at the church house? Glory to God. What did they teach you at the schoolhouse back when we had teachers that cared? Glory to God. All the substance that was put in you was wasted. Hallelujah. On riotous living. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So he was raised right. See, a lot of people don't blame the parents. Glory to God. See, you can't blame the parent all the time. Glory to God. Sometimes, amen, a child just want to do what he want to do. Glory to God. Sometimes a child just going to go his own way. And this was the youngest one. We got to remember there's an older boy that's still at home. There's an older boy that chose to stay. Hallelujah. There's an older boy that received his money. He received his substance. Hallelujah. Amen. And he used it. Hallelujah. To the best of his ability, he didn't go out and waste it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. The story get better. Hallelujah. But how many of you know it's going to get worse? Hallelujah. Better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It says in verse 14, when he had spent all, if you're just joining us, amen, we in Luke chapter 15. Hallelujah. Verse 14, Luke 15, 14. Praise God. And when he had spent all, that means when he ain't had nothing left. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When he had nothing left, praise God. Then arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Well, when he was dead broke, hallelujah, everybody else was too. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, we in a recession. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We not only in a financial recession, we in a spiritual recession. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if you don't got no substance, if you ain't got nothing saved up, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, during a recession, praise God, you're going to have to suffer along with everybody else. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you got something saved up during a recession, hallelujah, amen. He said substance. Substance will sustain you. Oh, Lord, y'all ain't hearing me. See, if you use all your substance, you won't have nothing to sustain you during the recession, during the famine. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why it's important that you continuously feed your spirit.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God. Don't feed your spirit. Glory to God. When the famine comes, you're going to starve. like everybody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Look what happened to this man. It said, and when he had spent all, and there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to want. Verse 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine. He said, I might as well, amen, do what y'all do. I might as well sell this dope. I might as well get up on this pole. I might as well work this corner. Glory to God. I might as well give me a fans only page. Oh, y'all going to act like y'all don't know what that. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I might as well do what I got to do while I'm out here to survive. I'm out here now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing left. Praise God. I might as well become one of them. Become a citizen to their country. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm going to become, hallelujah, a citizen to their way of life. A citizen to the way they do things. Glory to God. I'm no longer just having fun. It ain't fun no more. Glory to God. Now I'm trying to survive. Hallelujah. And when I'm trying to survive, I got to do what I got to do while I'm out here. A lot of us, we did what we had to do when we was out there. Hallelujah. Well, we don't want to talk about some of the things we did. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll tell you about a few things. Hallelujah. Amen. Like how we had to whip somebody, how we had to pistol whip somebody because they didn't have our money. But we won't tell you how we got pistol whipped and they took ours. Glory to God. We won't tell you. Amen. We'll tell you how much money we got on the pole that night. Praise God. But we won't tell you about how many times me and them followed her home. I done had to change my phone number. Glory to God. I done had to change my address. Praise God. I done almost got raped. I done got raped right there in the parking lot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you about some of the things that happened while I was out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they sent him to feed the swine. And when he fainted, had filled his belly with the tusk that the swine did eat. Hallelujah. Amen. He said he would gladly. Fame means he would gladly. He would be glad to eat what the pigs was eating. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And no man gave unto him. He was out there in the world and wasn't nobody in the world. You know how it is out there. You've seen the social experiments where they go up to the counter and say, excuse me, I left my wallet at home. Could you buy this bottle of water for me? Hell no. You shouldn't have left your wallet at home. I don't know what you think this is. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't act like, hey, man, ain't nobody asked you for something at one point in your life and you said no. And you had it. I don't care if it was a cigarette. You just bought a box from the store. When you was in the world. I'm talking about when we was in the world now. Glory to God. You shouldn't be acting like that now. Glory to God. If you acting like that now, hallelujah, this part of the message wasn't for you. This was the part, hallelujah, where we supposed to be reminiscing and thinking about, I remember when.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I remember when. Hallelujah. I remember talking about me right now. I remember I was out there. Hallelujah. I had spent it all. Hallelujah. Let me speak for my. I remember when I was, I had spent everything they taught me in church. I had spent it all. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was what you call an a-hole. Praise God. I walked around and look on my face, told you better get out of my way. Glory to God. And I probably wasn't going to do nothing to you, but I wanted you to think I was. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't want to come off soft. I didn't want to come off giving. I didn't want to come off gentle. Everything God say to be meek and humble, I didn't want to come off that way. Glory to God. Not no more. Not after you done used me and abused me. Hallelujah. Amen. And now that I'm down in the dirt, hallelujah, no man want to give unto me. I'm going to show you how I feel. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It said, no man gave unto me. Verse 17. And when he came to himself. See, at some point, Hallelujah. We snapped out of it. At some point, something knocked some sense into our head. At some point, we said to ourselves, this ain't right. I'm not supposed to be living like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, watch this. Watch what he said. He said, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I done forgot who my daddy is. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Praise God. Some of y'all ain't care. I forgot who my father was. Hallelujah. It's people out there, amen, that's been grafted in. You know what the New Testament say. The Gentiles have been grafted in. They have been adopted in. But I was born. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. They've been grafted in, and they got bread to spare. And here I am out here hungry, and that's my daddy. Hallelujah. That's my blood. He raised me. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. So see, everybody ain't come up in church like, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, and feel like, amen, God raised me. And there I went. Soon as I was able to, amen, I stopped coming. Hallelujah. Soon as I was able to, I was in them streets. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like Tupac running the streets with my thugs. Hallelujah. Doing my thug thizzle. Hallelujah. Like Snoop Dogg would say, we was out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But at some point, I came to myself. What's wrong with me? I'm out here struggling. I'm out here hustling. Glory to God. I must have forgot who my daddy is. Hallelujah. People that work for my daddy got bread enough to spare. And they just work for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to get through with it. Praise God. This one kind of a little long. Praise God. But bear with me. Watch this. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When he came to himself, how many hired servants of my father's have bread to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Hallelujah, praise God. First, we got to, when we come to ourselves, amen, we humble ourselves and we make that confession. I messed up. See, Alcoholics Anonymous will tell you, Narcotics Anonymous will tell you, any self-help group will tell you, hallelujah, the first step is confessing I messed up. Hallelujah. You're not going to get, amen, no further than where you at until you admit that you messed up. Praise God, hallelujah. It came to a point where we had to say, look, I messed up. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Before your wife walked out, you had to say, baby, I'm sorry. I messed up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Sometimes the confession itself is what's needed, praise God, hallelujah, to break the yoke of bondage. Y'all don't hear me tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says confess to one another and pray for one another, hallelujah, that you may be healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to make the confession. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm going to make this confession. I'm going to go say, Daddy, I messed up. I'm going to go say, Daddy, I got it wrong. Hallelujah. Daddy, please forgive me. Hallelujah. I'm going to go say, Daddy, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am no more worthy to be called your son. I'm not even worthy for you to call me your son. Hallelujah. I know what I did. See, when you know what you did was wrong, the shame that you have on yourself, hallelujah, praise God, the guilt and the condemnation that you feel on yourself, praise God, hallelujah, that has to be confessed outwardly in order for it to come out. See, in order for it to come out, you got to let it out. Well, some of us won't admit, I feel bad. Hallelujah, praise God. And we won't admit we feel bad because we don't want to admit that we messed up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, make me as one of thy hired servants. Praise God. I don't even want to be a son. Just give me a job. Dad, I cut the grass. I wash dishes. I wash the cars. Praise God. I do whatever you want me to do, Dad. Just let me back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know? It ain't no good to have a thought if you don't act on it. Praise God. We can have a thought all day. You know, I need to get this together. I need to go call so-and-so. I need to say so-and-so this. I need to tell them. I need to make the confession to God when I go to him in prayer. I need to do all these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if I don't do them, ain't no sense of me saying it to myself. When you say something to yourself, you're thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're just thinking about doing it. But you got to, amen, put it into action. Hallelujah, praise God. And it says in the next verse, verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. So he put it into action. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. Praise God. How many of you know when you left God, he was looking for you to come back? Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said in the parable before, he talks about that one lost sheep. Hallelujah. He was looking for you. He was waiting. Praise God. Watch this. He was waiting in expectation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let me say this. The Lord say this to somebody right now. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a parent. Praise God. Hallelujah. When they go, you got to let them go, but expect them to come back. Hallelujah. See, this scripture is the prime example of the other scripture that says, hallelujah, if you raise a child in the way that you want them to go, hallelujah, they won't stray. Hallelujah. See to you, it look like they strayed, but when it's in their heart, hallelujah, when it's in your heart, you go right back to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And praise God. It said he saw him from afar. The father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Praise God. God is so happy to see you when you make your way back. Hallelujah. Can I say that again? I say God is so happy to see you when you make your way back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He say, amen. I know you tired from everything you've been through. I'm not going to penalize you for it. Oh, glory to God. Stay with me. I'm not going to penalize you for it. I'm not going to come down on you for it. Amen. Praise God. You know what I'm going to do? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to welcome you back, son. I'm going to meet you halfway. You ain't even got to run the whole. I'm going to meet you. How many of you know God met you halfway? Hallelujah. Praise God. He had to meet you halfway. Hallelujah. Amen. So he could get you right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Amen. Hallelujah. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Hallelujah. So he did what he said he was going to do. He said what he said he was going to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, what he said he was going to say. That's a big problem, amen. Sometimes we don't follow through with what we say we're going to do. Oh, God, as soon as you bless me, I'm going to do this. As soon as you do this for me, I'm going to do that. And then when he do it, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fat. Wait, let me go back. Hallelujah. Bring, he said to the servant, bring forth the best robe. Well, first of all, I got to get you right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Didn't you notice when you came back to God, God got you right? Hallelujah. Praise God. He showed you.
Oh, that was good.
Hallelujah. He showed you that you was worthy. He got you right, praise God. The Father, amen, said, bring me the best robe.
Amen.
I want the best robe for my son.
Mm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't penalize him, amen, because he had been out there running the streets. He didn't penalize him because he was broke and didn't have no money left. Hallelujah. He didn't penalize him for none of these things, glory to God. Instead, he said, bring the best robe. Hallelujah, amen. And put it on him. And then put a ring on his hand. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. The ring, praise God, signified, amen, authority. And see, that's what these mafia and mob people get. You know, you got to kiss my ring. Glory to God. That's where the kings get it from. They got it from God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. So he said, I'm giving you the authority that you originally had. I'm giving it back to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You thought you lost it, but it's still here waiting. Glory to God. See, this is the message that he's teaching to the sinners and the publicans right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is now found. And they began to be merry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So right now he's talking to the publicans. Remember what I told you he was talking to. Hallelujah. Remember I said who's out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right now he's talking to the publicans. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's talking, amen, to the sinners. He's saying you can still come home. You may be lost, but you can still come home. You may have backslid, but you can still come home. And God is going to meet you halfway and restore you full authority. Hallelujah. It ain't been given enough. It was only yours to have. Hallelujah. Understand, everybody's anointing is specialized to them. What's the word? It's tailor-made. Glory to God. Can't nobody wear your, Lord have mercy, your shoes but you. That's why they say try walking a mile in somebody else's shoes, because most likely you don't wear my size. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, bring him some shoes. Put him on his feet. Hallelujah. Go kill a fatted calf. Let's have a party. We finna have a celebration. Praise God, because my son came home. Glory to God, hallelujah. But now, hallelujah, remember the Pharisees and the scribes at the beginning, they were murmuring. So Jesus said, let me address y'all while y'all over there, hallelujah, murmuring, because I'm over here with the publicans and the sinners. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. It says, verse 25, now his elder son was in the field. He was out there working. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when he came, he drew nigh the house. He came near the house. Praise God. And he heard music and dancing. Glory to God. He heard music and dancing. You know, I understand him hearing the music. Praise God. But you got to know how fun the party must have been for him to hear the dance. Praise God, hallelujah. He heard music and dancing. Oh, they was getting down with the get down. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, they was Harlem shuffling it. They was electric sliding it. They was stinking legging it. They was walking it out. Hallelujah, they was having a party. Glory to God, hallelujah. They was having fun. Praise God, hallelujah. But here come the eldest son. Praise God, verse 26. And he called one of the servants and asked, what these things meant. What's going on? Hey, yo, Jim Bob, come here real quick, bro. Hey, what's going on? What's all the music? What's the party going on about? Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 77. And he said unto him, thy brother has come home, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. Hallelujah. Praise God. This should be good news. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you know, brother Prevost. Yeah, I ain't seen him since he was 18. You know he back in church now. What? Yeah, he back preaching and everything. He just right up there start. I don't know how that happened. They let him preach. Oh, yeah, they ordained him and affirmed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they had a party. Hallelujah. They was happy to see him. Glory to God. Wait a minute. Now, I've been out here. Praise God, ministry. And I've been out here doing missionary work. I'm just getting in, amen, from doing the sick and shut-in list. And you mean to tell me, Brother Prevost came home and y'all having a party? Oh, we having a whole revival. Whole week is going down. Whole week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This should be good news, amen. You should want to join in on the party. Oh, my brother came home and he was safe. He's safe and sound. He didn't get killed out there in them streets. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody, he ain't end up in jail out there in them streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He in one piece. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me get a piece of that calf. Pass me the wine. Where the wine at? Hallelujah. I'm finna get out here. Where my wife at? Let's get out here and dance a jig, baby. My brother then came home. Hallelujah. And ain't nobody make him come home. He came home on his own. Hallelujah. Praise God. But watch this. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 28. And he, the eldest son, and he was angry and would not go in. How mad you gotta be not to party? Glory to God. How mad you gotta be not to have fun? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. How mad you got to be not to, hey, what you mad for? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, this is when he's talking to the Pharisees and the scribes, because they over there mad. He over there talking to them. Hallelujah. Praise. Well, who he supposed to be talking to? You say you got it all together. Hallelujah. You know the scriptures front and back. If I flip them upside down, you can read them upside down from the back to the front. That's how gifted you are. You anointed. I ain't supposed to be. You know this, right? Praise God. But what about them over there? They don't need to be saved. What about them over there? They don't need the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray. So you're not going to preach to the homosexual. You're going to let him be lost. You're going to talk about the home. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't going to help the homemonger. You just going to let him be lost. He know the word. He know he ain't supposed to be out there cheating on his wife. Praise God. He know. Praise God. But you ain't going to, oh, Lord, have mercy. You ain't going to give him no word. Hallelujah. Praise God. He could be like the adulterous woman. He could be caught up. And all he needs is a word. Hallelujah. Go and sin no more. But no, not you. Hallelujah. You too busy sitting in the seat of judgment. Oh, Lord. Why is he over there talking with the sinners? Talking with the publican? What kind of preacher is this? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what they said about Jesus. What you think they're going to say about you? Listen to what I'm saying. The preachers were saying this about Jesus. The priests were saying this about Jesus. Quit expecting, amen, for them to like you. Quit expecting them to let you in. Quit expecting to be one of the good old boys. Glory to God. They don't like you just like they ain't like Jesus. Jesus wasn't invited to the poker games. Oh, y'all don't. Hallelujah. They was too busy over there judging him and the people he talking to. They judging him and the people he talking to. So let me talk to you, because you are the elder son. Hallelujah. Praise God. You over there mad. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because God is receiving.
Yes,
Lord. The ones that was lost.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And you really mad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look for these haters. Look for them in the church. Look, quit looking for the haters outside the church and look for them in the inside. God said, say it again. He said, quit looking for the haters on the outside of the church. Look for them on the inside. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because everything you preach, they ain't preaching. Everything you teach, they ain't teaching. Everything you believe, they don't believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It gets deep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this. He was angry and did not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. Hallelujah. And he answered and said to his father, lo. In other words, what you doing out here? Praise God. What you doing out here? You know it's a party going on. Your brother then came home on his own. The police ain't bring him home. The coroner ain't bring him home. Hallelujah. He came home on his own. You should be in there partying. You should be in there celebrating with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look what his reason. He said, and he asked to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee. Never transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. Hallelujah. So you jealous. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you hear what Jesus is saying to the Pharisees and the scribes? So you jealous? Is this what this is all about? Glory to God. You jealous. Hallelujah. You jealous because God wants to bless them. Amen. As soon as they come walking back through the door and you feel like, amen, I've been here all this time, Lord. Where's my blessing? I've been here all this time, Lord. Where's my party? You ain't never told me I could have a party with my friends. You ain't never celebrated me. Praise God, hallelujah. But look at what the Father tell him. And we need to remember this too. So we won't fall into the elder son category. Hallelujah. Brother, don't think jealousy is a spirit, amen, that won't hop on you. Hallelujah, praise God. When God begins to bless, remember, God blesses those who he wants to. And sometimes we ain't going to agree on who he blessed. Oh, Lord. Just like they don't agree about him blessing you. One day God's going to bless somebody and you're going to say, Lord, I don't see why you blessed them. But we got to remember, we can't fall into the elder son. Hallelujah. Can't go. I'm almost about to get out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 36, as soon as thy son was come, thou living with harlots, thou hast cared for him better care. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As soon as your son came home, not your other son.
God.
Hallelujah. Remember, we brothers. We forget. We brothers. Hallelujah. We forget we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to be a body in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. The hand can't operate without the arm. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. We all supposed to be in this together. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. You don't see when the leg is hurt and then the leg gets healed. Praise God, the other leg don't get mad. Praise God. Oh, you just happy your other leg healed. I've been healed the whole time. See how stupid that sounds? Yeah, Elder, that sounds kind of stupid. That's how you sound. When you hate, hallelujah, praise God, on your brother or your sister, amen, get saved again. When they get healed, praise God. When they get, hallelujah, salvation, praise God, you sound like one leg hating on the other leg. Praise God. Why you get to wear the good sock? Praise God. I wanted the good sock. He always give you the good side. See how stupid that sounds? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But as soon as our son came home, he said he devoured his living with harlots. He was out there hoeing around. That's what he said. I'm going to tell you what he said. I'm going to give you the direct translation. He was out there hoeing around, putting his money with them females. He was out there tricking. That's what he was doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he brought that up. Well, you know why we bring that up? Because we feel like that's the worst sin we can bring up besides somebody. We always want to pin some adultery, some fornication sin on somebody. Hey, I might have stole a couple of things, praise God, but you want to bring up my infidelity? Hallelujah, praise God. You want to bring up, amen, that I've been out here hoeing around, praise God. What about all the other sins I did? Hallelujah. Oh, you want to say it's a sex tape floating around? That's how we do people. Praise God, but what do you expect from people who are living in the world? You don't get stuck in the world when one of your homeboys had a sex tape. One of your homegirls had, girl, you do, me too, girl. It's on my phone. I'm going to delete it. Oh, nobody going to see it. Da, 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 da. Oh, and now you say, and you got your gavel and your black robe. Judgment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead of giving mercy, instead of giving grace. Hallelujah, amen. You can't judge me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me finish. Said unto him, he being the Father. Jesus speaking to those Pharisees and scribes that are jealous. Hallelujah, of their brother. Hallelujah, they fellow Jew. Praise God, they fellow Christian. Hallelujah, they fellow Muslim, whatever religion you might be watching me that night, hallelujah, whatever they are, don't get mad when they come back to God. And you feel like I should have been blessed, how they get blessed. He said, hallelujah, in verse number 31, amen, and he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. You've been here the whole time. Glory to God. You didn't leave, and I had to wonder at night, were you safe? Hallelujah. I knew you were safe. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch verse number 32. Bring it all together. And I was meek that we should make merry and be glad for this, for thy brother was dead and is now alive again. Hallelujah. And was lost and now is found. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In verse 31, he's telling them, we could have had a party for you. You could have threw your own party anytime. Everything I got belongs to you. Hallelujah. You've been had access to all this stuff. Hallelujah. I didn't have to worry about where you was. Hallelujah. I knew that you were safe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But your brother, I was worried. Hallelujah. I was up, amen, wondering, is he going to make it back alive? Hallelujah. Praise God. I was praying that he stayed out of jail. Hallelujah. And we rejoice. Hallelujah. You got the wrong attitude. You Pharisees, you scribe, hallelujah, you elder brother, hallelujah, you elder statesman, hallelujah, you older church member, praise God. Don't get mad at the new God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God got to save them just like he saved you. Don't sit there and act like you was always where you is right now. Hallelujah, some of us wasn't where we was last week. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now when somebody new come in, you want to act like, why she got her clothes like that? Because you had your clothes like that. You forgot? Praise God. You probably had that same outfit. She probably bought it at the Goodwill. You probably donated it, and that's probably it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now you want to pass judgment on the next person and say, Lord, why are you blessing them? How preposterous do you sound? I don't know. Hallelujah, who we talking to tonight? But how you going to get mad because God bless somebody? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no, they gonna be mad. They're already mad. They mad at what you feel like is the little God done gave you. Y'all ain't hear what I... They mad at what you feel like is the little God has already given you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God, hallelujah. See, the Bible says he prepares to take from me the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He just barely gave you breakfast. You know, breakfast is tough night because the people are toast. Hallelujah. Some eggs, maybe some bacon. You might get some pancakes with it. Hallelujah. But he's getting ready to feed you lunch. Lunch is a little bit bigger than breakfast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And more haters going to come, hallelujah, because they got to sit at the lunch table with you and look at what you eat. Remember in school, I don't know if y'all can remember in school, I was on free lunch. Maybe you had money to go to the snack bar. Hallelujah. Or maybe you had money for your mama or daddy to buy you something. Or maybe your mama and daddy made you something good. Hallelujah. I had to get the free lunch. And I had to sit there and watch other people, praise God, go to the snack bar. I had to sit there and watch other people, praise God, try to break 20s in the lunch line, and the lunch line ain't got enough change. Hallelujah, praise God. And I'm sitting there with my free milk and my free little plate, praise God, looking at them eat. Eat good, praise God. Well, I'm not going to eat this. I'm going to go to Burger King. They're leaving. Hallelujah, going to go get some good food and bringing it back and eating it in front of us. Glory to God. But I'm reminded of a scripture that says the first shall be last. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the last, glory to God, shall be first. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm reminded of a scripture that says your latter day, hallelujah, will be greater. Hallelujah, in your former day. Praise God, hallelujah. God, amen, is a get ready to turn the tables around. Hallelujah, praise God. He's going to give you back full authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And to some of us, we have to realize he's already given it back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not working to get back what you already had. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You just got to put it back on. Hallelujah. You just got to wear it again. Hallelujah, praise God. It's there. The ring still fits your finger. The coat still fits your body. Hallelujah. The slipper still fits your feet. Glory to God. All you got to do is put it back on. Quit letting these people tell you. I don't know who I'm talking to. Quit letting these people tell you you got to earn your position back. You need to sit down until you earn your position back. Hallelujah. Praise God. God say, I've already given it back to you. All you got to do is just come back and get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, they can kick you out the church, but they can't kick you out the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. They can kick you out the church, but they can't kick you out the kingdom. They can kick you out the fellowship of man, but they can't kick you out the fellowship of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know how women used to look at this. Praise God. Hallelujah. But men, hallelujah. Y'all know how y'all used to say, how we used to say about women. I ain't worried about that girl. One come every 15
minutes. Sit down. Sit down.
Hallelujah. These congregation, these churches, these people, they like buses. You need to start looking at them like you used to look at women. They like buses. One come every 15 minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just because they don't like you or they don't want you, hallelujah, or they talk about you, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody out there, else out there, praise God. So we saw, I don't know. Out there watching, y'all out there listening, you looking for church homes and stuff like that, don't get in a committed relationship because of geographic, or it's close to the house, or all my friends go there. Glory to God. When you go to church, that's like getting a relationship. Hallelujah, amen. You ain't just going to go with him because he stay around the corner.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, amen. You got to find some stuff out before you make this commitment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to look at it the same way, amen. We got to look at it, amen, like we're making a commitment, amen. We're building a relationship. I'm not just going to go just anywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not just going to listen to just anybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we close this message on tonight, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is telling them haters, quit hating. Hallelujah. Praise God. You already been blessed. Hallelujah. You asking for something that you already got. Hallelujah. Praise God. And allow, amen, the ones that are coming in and I'm raining blessings on now, allow them to grow. Allow them to be nurtured back. Hallelujah. In. Be happy. That they done came home. Be happy that they want to get their life right. Be happy that they want to get it together. Be happy, hallelujah, that they want to choose the blood of Christ, hallelujah, over running these streets. Glory to God, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that your word is true. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, that when we were out there, hallelujah, you steady looked for us. You waited for us. And when you seen us from afar, Lord, hallelujah, you came to us and you met us halfway. You gave us our authority back, hallelujah, Lord, and you celebrated our return. Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We pray for, hallelujah, those that want to hate. Hallelujah, those that can't understand why you want to bless. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, help us not, our hearts not to be hardened. Glory to God, hallelujah, when the situation is reversed, Lord. Hallelujah, help us to see, amen, that they are a prodigal son returning back home, and we should rejoice. We should be thankful. We should be grateful, amen, that they came back, hallelujah, amen, unharmed and in one piece and on their own accord, and that they came to themselves, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Know that tonight, above everything else, if you don't get nothing else out this message, God wants you to know that you have your full authority. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait for man to give it to you. You got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for his word. We want to open up the line. If you have a testimony, prayer request, a comment at this time, now would be the time to do so. Praise God. The phone lines are open on tonight. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we truly thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, did you have a? Did you want to say anything before we cut out of here on tonight? Glory to God. Did you have any announcements? Hallelujah.
Amen. Man of God, giving honor to you tonight, to the anointing of God that's on your life. Amen. That was an awesome word. Amen. And I really enjoyed the part by how the Father never gave up on him coming home. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Sometimes people give up on you. Amen. But God never give up on us. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Then when he got home, his elder brother didn't want him to get appreciated for coming home. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's bad. Amen. We're supposed to rejoice with them that rejoice. And the Father had to come and talk to him because, like you were saying in the text, jealousy is a cold piece.
There Amen.
Now, we can't fully love our brother if we jealous. Come on here, somebody, because jealousy can lead to murder. Come on here, somebody. And he had to talk to the eldest son and said, "Why I'm throwing him a party and not throwing you one? Because you don't need one, because you faithful." Come on here, somebody. You don't need me to throw you one because you ain't never left. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But you know, when you leave and you come back, and God then shows you how much He loves you by celebrating you. Come on here, somebody. And it's just sad that the haters that we have, some of us, is not in the world, but they right there in the house of God. Come on here, somebody.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
David said they wasn't a stranger that did me. It was one that I fellowship with. It was one that I went to church with. Come on here, somebody. I prayed for. Come on here, somebody. That was the one that did me in, that backstabbed me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know in the end, God always wins. And so I'm thankful tonight, amen, that God is sharing with us that even though we might go astray, that God have an appointed time for us to come home. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So I thank God tonight for that word, because somebody needs to hear that. You may think everybody has given up on you, and you may be right. Everyone may have given up on you, but there is one that I know that has not given up on you. And his name is Yahshua HaMashiach. And if you trust in him tonight, he can restore you. Come on here, somebody. The reason why we online tonight, not because we're so good, but because he restored us back to our proper place. Come on here, somebody. And so we're telling you tonight that if you need that lifeline, that the lifeline is online tonight. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
So I bless God for that word, man of God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Man, turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder. Man.
Amen.
Bless you, my brother.
Bless you. Bless you. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Thank God. Amen. Praise God on tonight for the word that he has delivered. Amen. Into our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the authority he has given you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. We want to remind everybody we will be back on tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Amen. From the second day all the way to the sixth day, we're coming at you at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Hallelujah. 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. More than an hour of power tomorrow night. Hallelujah. It's Wednesday night. Amen. Praise God. And we know the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. We'll be in the building tomorrow night. Amen. And Apostle Curry will be bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to call in tomorrow night. Tune in on tomorrow night. Be blessed. Hallelujah. With a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to give a donation, amen, to the ministry, praise God, you can do so by following the instructions. Amen. Praise God. How you can get in touch with us. Amen. Right there. And the information box is on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even if you don't want to give a donation, even if you just want to get in touch with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And find out how you can maybe be a part of the ministry. Praise God. We invite you to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, all that information, our phone numbers are right there. And the information box is on your screen. Like I said, we are truly in a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God, amen, for each and every last one of y'all that have called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to ask, amen, my brother in Christ, Apostle, amen, will you do me the honors and pray us out? Hallelujah on tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we thank you for your word that we have heard. Thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears heard. Thank you for what our heart now understands. Bless your servant tonight, God. Restore him, God. Replenish him, God. Hallelujah. The virtue that has went out of him, God. Let that virtue power, God. Amen. Restore him, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We give you praise and glory and honor, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word that will not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. Let somebody be blessed tonight, Lord, as they have heard your word and partaken of your word tonight, Father. We thank you for all things. Every good and perfect gift come from you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. Abba Sandorobose. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody get the glory but you, Lord. You deserve all the glory, Lord. All the praise, God. All the goodness, God. All the presence, God. It comes from you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, God. Let him look to the hills of which cometh his help, Lord. For all his help coming from you, Lord. Hallelujah. And, Father, I tell you, tomorrow night, God, keep us in your keeping care, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. But we thank you, Lord, that whatever we set our hands to do, it shall prosper. We stay in agreement with each other, Lord, and we do not break agreement with each other for nobody, God, for your word alone is truth, God. And we celebrate you right now. We give you praise, God, hallelujah, that we are home to stay, Lord. We're not going nowhere, Lord, God, hallelujah. And nothing in this world, God, can cause us to leave your side, God. We got our under the praise, God, and the glory. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody celebrate him right now. Somebody give God a praise right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey, God, I feel a shift. Oh, I feel a shift. Remember when the prodigal son came home, everything started celebrating. God said this will be the year of celebration for those of us who are holding on fully to him. Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm going to give you double, God, that of old son, though, for your trouble. Tell somebody, say, God, you're going to give me double. Hallelujah. God. The Bible says that God gave Job double for his trouble. Come on here, somebody. He lost everything. But when he passed the test, God gave it back to him. I tell him, I said, neighbor, it's only a test. You about to pass a test, neighbor. That's why the devil's so mad at you, because you about to pass a test. And when you pass the test, you're going to be ready for God's best. Oh, I'm going to leave it alone tonight, but I feel the best coming. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I'm okay, yes.
So we give God praise for the best tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Gonna turn it back over to the hands of our dear brother. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
revelation, praise God. That prophetic revelation on tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. And like we said, we're going to be here tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want more, amen, praise God, than an hour of power, you know where to come and get it. Praise God. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Amen. On the behalf, amen, of First Lady and myself, and of also, amen, the Curry family, praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you guys. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour.
Marvin Winans. Oh, my. John B. Key. Isaac Kareem.
Oh.
And Brad Salas.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while, y'all. Come on.
Gather round.
I still believe the power of your name.
I will take deep in my soul.
I needed someone to make me whole.
Make me whole.
I trust Jesus. Take control.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. And I want y'all to know.
Everybody gather around.
Something has to break.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been gone. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel sparrow sing, when I cannot feel melody, there's a secret lane that's full of rain.
Yes,
there's a blessing in the song.
Yes,
tell me, singer, there's a blessing in the song.
Some of y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. When you go through something, that's where you meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body,
yes, sir.
When the pain just won't leave my soul,
this is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees to say, Jesus, please.
Call on him, call on him.
There's a blessing.
I need a witness in
here.
Some of y'all have been into some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need. Family.
When I cannot see the love again.
Yes, sir.
And the raindrops cold.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, ha!
There's a blessing in the storm.
Come on, somebody.
Help me sing it. There's a blessing.
Here we go.
Listen.
Go ahead and let them talk about you. Because remember,
there's a blessing.